On Active Voice Radio today, we have the pleasure of speaking with David Koss, candidate for Santa Fe's mayor in the March 7th election. We've been speaking with all the candidates in the last 2 weeks, and David is our final interview here. David, welcome to Active Voice Radio.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
So what is it about 2006, about this exact year, that made you want to run for mayor right now in Santa Fe?
Well, I wanted to run for mayor because I think it's a very exciting time in Santa Fe. I'm very excited about our economic development strategy. I'm very excited about being a leader in the country in terms of affordable housing policy, living wage policy. I've lived here all my life. I really love this community. And I've been on the governing body for 4 years. I've been involved in politics for 30 years. And just thought it was wanted to put myself forward as an executive leader for political leader in Santa Fe.
It's not easy, especially in a town that sort of is a cross between the big city and the small town like Santa Fe, to put yourself out for public office. We're very close to the end of the election. How's this election been for you? Has it been easier or harder than you thought?
It's been harder than I thought. My wife and I, when we were making up our mind to do this last year, just decided let's have the time of our lives. And the campaign has been a wonderful experience for us. We have over 600 volunteers. We have over 800 endorsers. We've met and surpassed our fundraising goals. I've been from one end of Santa Fe to another in people's houses and people's businesses. Our campaign strategy has come out a lot, or our campaign strategy and our platform has come out of just 30 or so small parties in people's houses to talk about the issues. So I've really enjoyed it. You know, you grow up here and you think you know all about Santa Fe, but you never do. There's always so much going on in Santa Fe.
That's a great segue into our next question. I've been asking all the candidates. Tourism is a huge component of our town's economy. And talking to people who've never been here and talking to them about maybe traveling here, what do you tell people about Santa Fe, folks who've never been here?
Well, I always tell them that it's a beautiful city. Most people would rate Santa Fe one of the most lovely and unique cities in North America. So I tell them about the culture and the history, about the arts and the cultural scene that you can enjoy in Santa Fe, a small city with the arts and culture scene of a giant metropolis. And I always talk about the landscape, the mountains, the Rio Grande, the desert Southwest. Growing up here, I always tried to wonder. It was always intriguing to me how people visiting us for the first time see us.
Now, you mentioned affordable housing and living wage as two of the important issues that we're at the forefront on as a community.
Yes.
City government has had to really jockey and really play an important role as an intermediary between the working community and the business community on this living wage ordinance. Do you see a future fight on this, or have we embraced living wage?
Well, the community, I think, has very much embraced living wage. I think the business community is dealing with it, and I think dealing with it quite admirably by and large. I think the city right now needs to focus on that part of the economic development strategy that calls for a good, sound education and workforce development in Santa Fe, so that when we ask businesses to pay a good wage in Santa Fe, that we also have a workforce that's very productive and helps business grow in Santa Fe.
And we were speaking about affordable housing again earlier. Were you surprised in January when the median home price, reached $470,000 here in Santa Fe?
Not that surprised. I've been watching a white hot real estate market for several years now. People ask me, when are housing prices in Santa Fe going to stop going up? And I said, when they reach the point that people from the West Coast and the East Coast don't think they're cheap, that's when they'll stop going up. But, our market, since we're in a national and international economy and we're such an attractive place to live compared with housing in New York or housing in California, it's a bargain, and I think that fuels a lot of it.
You know, how do locals get ahead as opposed to those transplants? Many of these transplants don't even stay in Santa Fe. They're not residents year-round. They buy a lot of housing, very high-end housing here in town for partial year occupation. How do residents sort of get ahead? I'm 29. I'm married. I've got a daughter. I can't afford to buy in the neighborhood that I rent in. How do more young families get ahead like that?
Well, I think you have to be a resourceful and a hard worker to live in Santa Fe, and that characterizes our community. We hope and I believe that the Santa Fe Homes program that requires 30% affordable housing at incomes that Santa Fans make, it's set at the median income and below in Santa Fe. There's 700 homes on the drawing boards now, of which 30% will be affordable, and I think that's going to help. I always encourage people that are looking for their first house to work with our nonprofit affordable housing groups in Santa Fe, like the Santa Fe Housing Trust or HomeWise, because they will help you get into a house in Santa Fe. And I'm not going to say it's easy, but Santa Fans are resourceful and they work hard. And I've seen, for example, HomeWise get young families into houses. And that's a commitment that I think the city of Santa Fe has made. I know home builders and developers see their problems with the new housing ordinance, but I think the development community and the city is committed to making this work. And I would encourage Santa Fans to really participate. If they're looking for a house, sign up at the Santa Fe Community Housing Trust or with HomeWise, and they'll get you.
Now, some of this development will be sustainable, especially there's a lot of focus on sustainable development here in Santa Fe, especially with new tracts of affordable housing going in. How important is that to you? Do you think that developers and the township and the city itself will be able to see the future of investing in that sustainable development?
I think the community is very much ready for that. I was just at an opening of an affordable housing project sponsored by HomeWise with Tierra Contenta, where they had gone the extra mile with low-flow washing machines, cisterns to harvest rainwater, insulation to make the homes very water-efficient, solar collectors to help with the, at least the passive and the solar heating. I think the community is ready for that. Right out here in the college district in Rancho Viejo, they're talking about making a whole subdivision or a whole group of their houses solar. Because on raw land out here, they can align them just right to get the maximum solar gain. There's the sustainability center starting up at the community college, the Sierra Club, and the home builders, two unlikely allies, but actually have come together and produced a green building guide for Santa Fe. I think I've committed as mayor to having the city revise its land use development code and its planning and land use codes, and I really think it's time to build in the energy efficiency and water efficiency standards into our building codes and into our land use process.
Now, the small business community here is the entrepreneurial spirit of Santa Fe is in a lot of ways what drives this town.
Sure.
The city government, how can the city government foster small business? Can it recognize small business out there a little bit more, maybe?
Well, I think we always have to be trying to improve our ability to collaborate and to help small businesses or any businesses. I'm thinking of so many examples, but we have a Small Business Person of the Year award. Last year that was Buddy Roybal at Coronado Paint and Decorating. I think recognition like that really helps. Just making sure that they get good service with questions when they come in to City Hall on an issue for a building permit or a business license. I think keeping our economic development fund focused and available. I think helping the business incubator, maybe looking for a place where we can start another business incubator, helps small business. As I mentioned earlier, workforce development training, either on the job or in the classroom, is something the city can partner with and bring a little money to the table and help bring other partners to the table for that. I think that helps. What I found being on as a city councilor is a little bit of help with the right group of entrepreneurs or small businesses goes a long way, because they're so excited about what they're doing and they work so hard to make it work and to make it profitable. My favorite example has been the Second Street Experience, where just a little help from the city helps them do a street fair every year in the summer and roll out design that's going on in Santa Fe that's as good as anywhere in the world, but it's done by local Santa Fe business people.
And we've heard all of the candidates mention the big word of the West, the W word, water.
Water.
And, the mayor of Albuquerque has made some rather high-profile water brokerage deals to secure water rights for that city in the future. Santa Fe, we hear there aren't those same brokerage rights going on out there. Is especially the next couple of years going to be important for the next Santa Fe's mayor to deal with this water issue?
I think it's going to be critically important that we always deal with the water issue. And it's interesting because I think sometimes we don't tell the story well enough of what we're doing on water and what our plans are. But, you know, we've started it in this administration and we'll complete it in my administration, a 40-year water plan. Santa Fe has conserved enough water that we're actually talking about allocating 1,000 acre-feet of water per year to the Santa Fe River. Hmm. We have a new ordinance that requires developers to bring water rights, wet water, to get development approval for projects that are over 10 acre-feet demand. We're building with the county the Buckman Direct Diversion Project so we can bring our San Juan Chama water rights and have a new source of surface water in the community. I think one thing that we need to talk about is that this administration that's leaving now with this governing body did secure 3,000 acre-feet of water rights on a leased basis from the Jicarilla Apache Nation. Was a first type of agreement in the country's history between a municipality and a Native American nation. 3,000 acre-feet of water is a fairly significant amount of water, and it's a lease. It's not a purchase of water rights. And what it does is help the city water system pay back the water debt that we've incurred over the years on the Rio Grande, so that when that pipeline is built at Buckman, we can start diverting our whole almost 6,000 acre-feet of water from the Rio Grande. So, you know, water is always very, very difficult in the West and the Southwest. I think it's a valid criticism to say the city didn't do enough in the last 10 years. But we have been working on it, and we will be working on it. And I think it's a very hopeful situation. You know, it's part of sustainability. But, you know, I'm a natural resources manager by background, and I really believe in making the best use of natural resources in a balanced way so that you protect the environment while you're using resources. And Santa Fe's on its way to doing that.
How much of a struggle do we face because we have so many hotel rooms in such a small town when we talk about water resources? Do we face a different struggle than other Western cities because we're a tourism center in a lot of ways?
We need to, and the Water Conservation Committee that I chair is recently and actually staff did this for the Water Conservation Committee. But we have some pretty good data on the big hotels, all the hotels and all the restaurants on their water use. And we have a resolution moving through the council now that will set up a $100,000 fund to work with businesses to retrofit like dishwashers and hose sprayers, et cetera. We think we could save another 500 acre feet of water in the hotels and the restaurants with some of this fairly low cost retrofitting, just water efficient dishwashers, water efficient sprayers. And so we've sent out letters to the Restaurant Association and the Hotel Association saying we've developed this data. We'd like to talk with your membership about the meaning of this data and how we can get water services on the commercial side. We've done a lot of conservation on the residential side the last 4 years, and I think commercial has been there trying to conserve, but I think if we really focus on that, that's half our water use. And I think, you know, they're doing it all over. California's kind of a leader. There's hotels in California and San Luis Obispo that I visited that recycle all their gray water from washing the linens to flushing the toilets, and they get their water use very low from practices like that.
Now, on the program every week, Active Voice Radio, we discuss marijuana policy, and I've posed this question to each of the candidates. What is your stance on marijuana policy?
Well, that's kind of a long question. I can tell you in a my general stance is I think the war on drugs is not working as well as we would like, that we need to look at another policy. I'm definitely in favor of medical marijuana use, and I wish that bill had made it through the legislature in the last session. I think we have referendum powers as a home rule city. I'm flashing back to junior high there. A home rule city, we have those powers. We could put it for a referendum and let the people of Santa Fe answer that question. It's something we're right now looking at the charter. I think next March there will be charter amendments coming before the public and an election on that. I would encourage activists that are interested in that to bring forward a referendum and let the people of Santa Fe vote on that.
Now, finally, David, what do you think? Again, we're with David Koss, candidate for Santa Fe's mayor in the March 7th election. What do you think? We've discussed some of these big issues, but what do you think the two biggest problems the next Santa Fe mayor is going to face? What do you think should be done about them?
Well, I think the two biggest issues in a general sense are going to be, one is going to be water and growth. You know, how do we get to smart growth and sustainable growth and growth that gives us affordable housing and develops our economy versus growth that, you know, is not really for those that live here and is not helping the community? And how do we continue to find the water without wrecking the rivers systems for that? So I think that's one that we have to address as a community. The other is our issues of economic disparity. The Santa Fe Reporter had the front page of A Tale of Two Cities. I think we're one community with a lot of diversity, and it's going to be a challenge for myself as the next mayor, or for whoever is the mayor, that we're a wonderful community. We're a very diverse community. We do have economic disparity in this community. So mending that and holding that all together with so much diversity and that economic disparity issue will be a big challenge.
David Koss, candidate for Santa Fe's mayor in the March 7th elections. Thanks again for joining us
today. Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.